야야 너야 안에 가서 내면 주네 마 안에 지금 너무 상한 재미 시은 아니 시은 갖고 와야 되네 너무 상한 재미 나가 나가야 내도 만나고 같이 유미 어때 다 준다마가 지불 나를 주 되네 다시 해 보여 레스
So again, we're going to discuss about Buddhist tenets from what we started last time. The Buddhist So we're going to discuss about Buddhist tenets from what we stopped last time. It's about the Buddhist studies and the different thoughts about Buddhism that is included or all divided into four different schools of thoughts and support different tenets.
And then the teaching that we're going to talk about the Buddhist tenets.
So the reason how these four different thoughts or four different tenets came about is when Buddha taught the Dharma, he taught according to the disciples or the people's or students' mentality, the way of thinking. So whichever is more suitable for them, according to their thought or according to their way of thinking, then Buddha said, yes, it is like this, it is like that. When on the so that is according to the view. So on the other hand, he taught about the conduct in a similar way as he taught to others, so saying that on the side you have to also practice to accumulate virtues and to abandon the non-virtues or negative actions. So as there are these four different schools of thoughts, they each explain the things in different ways, like what are the consciousness, what are the non-consciousness, or what are valid consciousness, or what are non-valid consciousness, and so forth. Each school explains in a detail according to its view.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why it is taught in detail in all these different schools is because all these schools are same in asserting that one has to be free from the suffering and has to achieve liberation. And in order to achieve, the main cause to achieve the liberation, you know, is the wisdom. So wisdom is the main cause, you know, to achieve liberation. And in order to understand or to know about the wisdom, and you have to also understand or know of other minds, you know, that are not wisdoms. And so the wisdom, you know, that I'm talking about here is the wisdom that lies in selflessness. So all these four different schools or four different tenets are same in, you know, accepting the wisdom that lies in selflessness in order to achieve the liberation. The difference is the selflessness that has been realized by the wisdom. You know, so that the selflessness that is realized by the wisdom is explained in different ways according to the different tenets or different schools. And so as there are different wisdom, and as there are different selflessness, different selflessnesses, there is also different wisdoms, you know, realizing the selflessness. And then there is also the self-grasping. There's self-grasping ignorance that is abandoned by the self. The wisdom relies in selflessness. So also those the self-grasping ignorance are also explained in a different levels or like some as a the different in a different forms like sattvas and gross and so forth. So in short, you know, since the beginning of time, we have taken so many different kind of rebirths, and during all this time, and during all these lives, you know, we have had to experience so many different kind of suffering. We've never been able to be free from the sufferings. And upon searching, that we, you know, when we find out that it is the self-grasping ignorance, you know, because of which we are experiencing all these sufferings, you know, continuously, and we're not able to be free from these sufferings or cyclic existence.
Because
of this self-grasping ignorance or the ignorance, you know, ignorant, you know, to the mode of the existence, you know, so the way the thing exists, so one is ignorant about that, and because of that, then one has attachment to something or anger to something, and so because of these angers and attachments, the negative and positive emotions arising in our mind, then we engage in different kind of activities, you know, some negative actions or positive actions, and by engaging in these actions, we leave imprint in our mind. So positive imprints and negative imprints. So when the positive imprint you know, meets with the condition, then that ripens into happiness. And when the negative imprint, you know, meets with the condition, that ripens into sufferings.
What the name is that Ranjola Chabi Chabashu Chembo gave you one getting Rava Anne Rangi Penjolia Anne Sana Shuchembo Shayamwa. Sana shuchemo kati yoba tsamji, ane tiawa juma yidala tiyagi, ane niba shuchemo sangutola jalo resi.
So like also by having attachment to one's wealth, you know, the stronger attachment one has towards one's health, that much, you know, stronger miserliness, you know, one has, you know, towards one's, one feels towards one's wealth. So if we have, you know, strong miserliness, then that leaves again an imprint in our mind, you know, to be born as a hungry ghost in one's future
rebirths. Oh.
So like that, there are many different kind of delusions, you know, or afflictive emotions, and then each of these delusions have its own function, you know. So and through arising any of these delusions, you know, one leave some kind of imprint in one's mind to have, you know, some kind of rebirth or, you know, sufferings in that rebirth, you know, in that lifetime.
Mm-hmm. 내 이미 자다 말아서 단다 나와서 미리 때 top